I don't do that to pick on you single. Yeah, I just want to make sure everybody gets a paper. Hey, look at who was late. No, just kidding. Psalm 113. This is when the pastor's late. Then people get really nervous. Then the deacons are fighting over who has to fill in. Psalm 113, our faith in God. We're learning about our faith, and so excited about this study. Let's get right into the lesson tonight, and let's, everybody comfortable? All right, good. Stand up. We stand to honor the word of the Lord. I'm not making it up. It's right there in your Bible. I'll show you one of these days. But just be thankful, because in the Bible, a lot of times the people all stood up while the preacher sat down. And they all stood up the whole time he preached. Yeah, now complain. Okay. All right, here we go. Praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, and His glory above the heavens. Who is like unto the Lord our God, who dwelleth on high, who humbleth Himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in earth, in the earth? He raiseth up the poor out of the dust, and lifteth the needy out of the dunghill, that He may set him with princes, even with the princes of His people. He maketh the barren woman to keep house, and to be a joyful mother of children. Praise ye the Lord. Our Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your word and how it shows us who You are. And Lord, I pray tonight that You'd help us to understand a little bit better about Your character, about Your nature, about who You are. Lord, help us to just love You more and serve You more faithfully. And Lord, I pray if there's anyone here tonight in this class or in any of the classes back in the back, if there's a man or a woman, a boy or a girl who's never trusted Christ as their personal Savior, I pray tonight would be the night they would repent of their sin, they would believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and call on You and receive the gift of eternal life. Please help us to grow in Your grace and knowledge. Help me now, for I'm nothing without You. And I ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. A lot of people know about God, but do we have a desire in our hearts to know God? You see, God in His Word has revealed Himself to us. He has made Himself known to us. He's made Himself available to us. And we can't, and it's not just the, it's awesome that you can look in the Bible and know about God. But through Christ and faith in Christ, we can do more than just know about Him. We can know Him. We have a personal relationship with Him. We can have fellowship with Him day by day. And tonight's lesson is designed to draw us closer to God by learning more about what God says about Himself in His Word. And so when we think about what God says about Himself in His Word, it'll help us to love Him better and serve Him in a greater way. And listen, I know there's a lot of people in the world today that don't even believe in God. Have you ever met somebody that says they don't believe in God? Anybody got some family like that? Okay. You know, there's a lot of people that don't believe in God. I read a story one time, you might have heard it, but a guy went to an old-time barber downtown one time, and he went in there, and he got all cleaned up, got his hair cut and straightened up, and, you know, he might have been like Brother Tommy, only did that once a year, but anyway, he went in there and was getting all cleaned up and stuff and got all trimmed up and looking really good. And when he was trying to talk to his barber, and the barber said, "I don't believe in God." And the man was like, "Well, why don't you believe in God?" He said, "Well, I look out in the world, and I see all of the suffering, and I see all the hurting, and I saw all these terrible things going on in the world. And if there was a God, there wouldn't be all the trouble that's out there. There wouldn't be all the sorrow. There wouldn't be all the heartache." And the guys, he just didn't really know what to say. So he didn't say much else. He paid his bill, and he left. But as soon as he walked just a little ways down the street, he saw a man who looked like he'd never seen the inside of a barbershop. I mean, this guy looked rough. It's kind of like the day before. Brother Tom goes to the barber. No, I'm just kidding. But this guy looked like he'd never seen the inside of a barber shop. He looked rough. He wasn't cleaned up. He just looked terrible. So the guy walked, he ran back down and ran into the barber shop. He said, "I don't believe in barbers." The guy said, "What are you talking about? You just spent an hour in my shop. You know there's barbers. Look at what I did for you." He's like, "Well, I don't believe in barbers, or otherwise it wouldn't be got like guys like that guy walking past your window right now. I mean, look at him. His hair's not cut. His beard's all scraggly. I mean, obviously there's not any barbers." He's like, "Well, yeah, there's barbers. I'm right here. He just doesn't come to me." Amen. Men said, "Exactly. There is a God. But the way the world is today is because people just won't come to him." Amen. A lot of people don't believe in God. A lot of people look at the problems in the world and say that obviously there is no God. But listen, friend, when people come to God through Christ, he changes everything. He changes everything. And can you imagine what the world's going to be like one day when the Lord sends down that angel to cast Satan into that bottomless pit for 1,000 years and Jesus Christ himself rules and reigns on the earth for 1,000 years? Amen. And that's not going to be the greatest thing of all, but man, this world's going to be a different place. Amen. There will be peace on earth. The desire of all nations, peace on earth, will come when the Prince of Peace comes, when he comes again. We're going to learn a little bit about God tonight. Three attributes, if you want to write down on your paper. And I want to encourage you not just to fill in the blank, but write down the scripture references, like Psalm 62, verse 11. Write that down on there. You can go back and look it up later on and study it out. And write down any notes or thoughts or questions. But take advantage of taking notes tonight. Number one, we worship a powerful God. We worship a powerful God. Psalm 62, verse 11. Psalm 62, verse 11. "God hath spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God." You know that God has all power and all authority over all things. When the Old Testament prophets spoke, they often like to draw a contrast. They like to contrast between the false prophets of the nations and God. And a lot of times they got a little bit sarcastic about it. You ever notice that? You remember when Elijah faced off with the prophets of Baal up on Mount Carmel? You remember that? And there's like 850 prophets of Baal. And Elijah sets it up. He says, "All right, listen, you build your altar and pray to your God and see if he'll rain down fire to accept your offering. And then I'll pray to God. And I'll set up the altar, I'll pray to God, and he'll send down fire to take up the offering. And whoever answers our prayer, that'll be God. And we'll worship that God." And so all day long, from morning to evening, the prophets of Baal cried out to Baal. They cut themselves. They did all kinds of terrible things. And I love Elijah because he's sitting over there going, "Maybe you need to cry a little louder. Maybe he's asleep. Maybe he went on vacation. Maybe you just need to get a little louder. You need to do a little bit more." And he's over there mocking them the whole time because he knows I'm serving the one true God. And he lets them go all day long crying out to their false God. And at the end of the day, he just very simply says a little prayer. And God rains down fire from heaven that doesn't just take up the offering that was on it and the wood that was set there, but it takes up the stones themselves and all the water they poured all over it. And it's just amazing. Listen, I'm just trying to say there's no comparison because there is only one true God. Amen. Jeremiah said, "There is none like unto thee, O Lord. Thou art great, and thy name is great in might." Letter A, his power is seen in his awesome creation. His power is seen in his awesome creation. Monday morning, I got up and got to go up and help Dustin up at his house in Ulagan. When I left, the sun was just coming up, and man, it was beautiful sunrise Monday morning. And you know, we live on a sin-cursed world. Did you know that? When Adam and Eve sinned, sin cursed not just human beings, but sin cursed all of creation. And I looked at that beautiful sunrise, and I thought, how incredibly beautiful this is, even though it's still sin-cursed. God's beauty still shines in his creation. It's amazing how beautiful all the things that God has done. Psalm 19 and verse 1, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Revelation 4:11, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created. Genesis 1:1, In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. By the way, that's one of the most important verses in all the Bible. If you don't believe Genesis 1:1, it's going to mess you up on all the rest of it. Amen. You don't believe Genesis 1:1, you're going to have a hard time with John 3:16. God created everything. Psalm 33, verse 6, By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of His mouth. God created the heavens and the earth. He created everything. His creation is awesome. It is powerful. And He created not just the universe, not just everything that's in it, but He created human beings. Now, I know that some of you are convinced that you are evolved from some ape-like creature. And you can believe that if you want to, but I'm going to go ahead and believe what the Bible says, that God created man. Amen. And God created woman. A Sunday school teacher was teaching how God created everything and was telling the class about how that God created man, but then he talked about how Eve was created out of one of Adam's ribs, and how God took that rib out and created woman, and she came from man, and so she was called woman, and she was teaching all about that. And at the end of class, after class later in the week, little Johnny was laying down and at home, and he was pulled aside. His side was hurting, and his mom said, Johnny, what's wrong with you? He said, I don't know, my side hurts. I think I'm having a woman. I love kids. Don't you love kids? I think I'm going to have a wife. I'm not going to say anything about how they're a pain in the side. I'm not going to say that. God,
when it gets older, it moves up a little.
Oh, where's Kathleen? Okay, God created everything, and we see His power in His awesome creation. And you might not think that human beings are too awesome. I might agree with you when I look at the state of the world, but I'm going to tell you this. When you hold a newborn baby, you look at that newborn baby and you say, man, God's awesome. Amen. Letter B, His power is seen in His authority. His authority. 1 Chronicles 29 and verse 12. Both riches and honor come of Thee, and Thou reignest over all. And in Thine hand is power and might, and in Thine hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all. A lot of people that do believe in God believe that God just kind of set all the universe in motion, and then He just steps back and has nothing to do with any of it, and He just kind of let it go. It's like they got the idea that God kind of set a top spinning. Like, you guys ever played with the top when you were a kid? Amen. Some of you don't even know what a top is. There's probably not an app for that. I used to have an old school wooden top, the kind you used to wind up and, you know, those are cool, aren't they? Yeah. See, some of you. See, I can, God bless you. See, I can relate. Some people got the idea that God set the universe spinning, set the world in motion, and He has nothing to do with it. And that's why it's messed up, because God's not in control. I'm here to tell you tonight, God is in control. God reigns. God has authority over everything. He reigns over everything. 2 Chronicles 20, verse 6 says, And said, O Lord God of our fathers, art not Thou God in heaven? And rulest not Thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen? And in Thine hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand Thee? Listen, God rules and reigns. God judges over everything. He has authority over everything. God always, always is at work in the world today. And let me tell you something. God has authority over everything, great and small. God has authority over the kingdoms of the world, the nations of the world. He has authority over our very lives. And God is always at work. And I love it when I'm smart enough to pay attention and see God work in my life. Amen. You know, a lot of times I'm stupid and I don't pay attention. And God's always doing stuff and I miss it. And I don't give Him thanks like I should. And sometimes you ought to just pay attention, because God is at work. Amen. I told some of you the story before by the way, if it's raining heavily and you're going down the interstate or the turnpike, it's not a good idea to set your cruise control on 75. Not a good idea. You might not have known that, but I'm here to tell you. Public service announcement. So I was doing that one time. I was headed up to Tulsa. It's dark and it's raining. I mean, it is raining. And I'd been sick for a few days or for a while. I'd been on antibiotics. I was starting to feel better, but it was time for me to take my pill. So cruise control set 75, maybe 78. And I open up the pill bottle, and about that time, the truck starts doing something crazy. It's spinning in circles. And I spin this way, and I almost hit a car, and then I almost hit the concrete barrier, and I spin the other way, and the whole time I'm working that steering wheel trying to do something. By the way, when you hydroplane, it does nothing. Nothing. You might as well have it. I mean, it just does nothing. And so I spun this way, I spun that way, I almost hit the barricade. I went up on the embankment and all the way back down, and finally got the truck stopped. I think I was actually still facing the right direction, so that was cool. I still had the pill bottle in my hand, and there wasn't one pill left inside of it. Those antibiotics were all over that truck. But, you know, I think about that, and I don't know how close I came to that vehicle that was next to me. I don't know how close I came to that to the barricade or anything else. I didn't hit anything. There was not a scratch on the vehicle, and I didn't touch anybody. I'm telling you that God is watching over us. And we could tell story after story tonight. I read about during World War II, B-29 bombers were sent to Japan to bomb the city of Kokura. And they were there ready to bomb that city where the Japanese had a base there. And as they're flying over, there's cloud cover. And so they can't bomb. It's not like today with all the smart bombs and all that stuff. Listen, you don't see the target, you don't drop the bombs. And so they flew around for a long time until they got to a time they had to go to their secondary target. And so finally they gave up where they were at. They went to their secondary target. They bombs away and bombed that place. Well, they got back a few days later. Military intelligence came by that base and talked to the commander of that mission and said and told him that the Japanese, just the day before they were to bomb Kokura, had moved hundreds of American soldiers, prisoners of war, to Kokura. And the commander of that that mission said, thank God for that protecting cloud. He knew who to give glory to. Amen. He said, if that city hadn't been under cloud cover, we'd have killed all those American boys. We'd have killed every one of them. Amen. You know, God is always in control. And by the way, sometimes when you think things are not going right the way you want them to, you ought to give thanks for that. Amen. I remember reading after 9/11 how many people had missed their flight that morning. One guy had a flat tire on the side of the road, you know, up there and where he was at, you know, eight lanes of traffic. Can you imagine having a flat tire up there? And, you know, he's having a really, really bad day. He had a flat tire. He missed his flight, and it saved his life. Amen. And he gives glory to God. And you just never know. God has authority. His power seen in his authority. Let her see. His power seen in his ability. His power seen in his ability. Number one, he is able to do anything. That is God's omnipotence. That word omni, that part of that word omni, it just means all. And potence means powerful.